This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No word from authorities yet whether they have any idea who's been sending bombs to some high-profile Democrats as well as CNN. Seven of them were discovered in recent days, and this morning an eighth is turned up at the restaurant in southern Manhattan owned by an actor who infamously said at this year's Tony Awards,
"It's no longer down with Trump, it's Trump."
That's actor Robert De Niro. The suspicious package that turned up at his restaurant's now being taken for disposal by a New York City bomb squad. A new report says CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard a recording of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi being murdered at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Haspel is in Turkey currently to gather facts about the murder. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The remnants of Hurricane Willa are soaking Texas now, and they could be causing problems soon for the South and even the Mid-Atlantic this weekend, perhaps even heading up to New England. Willa slammed the Pacific coast of Mexico this week as a Category 3 hurricane. A low-pressure system from that storm is merging with a second system and will be bringing those heavy rains and thunderstorms to the Deep South before moving up through the Carolinas tomorrow. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding from sanctuary cities. U.S. District Court Judge Richard A. Jones ruling yesterday it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. The president tried to withhold funds from Seattle and Portland, Oregon, because of their sanctuary city policies. Oh, and nobody won last night's Powerball drawing. The Saturday jackpot now about $750 million. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
New York's Attorney General is suing ExxonMobil, accusing the oil giant of defrauding shareholders by not informing them of the risks climate change will pose to its business. The lawsuit coming after 3 years of investigation and cost the company millions. Prosecutors say Exxon kept two sets of books when accounting for the effects of climate change, and the company told the world it was prepared and planning on more stringent regulations to deal with it, while internally it was discounting the potential costs. California officials are warning that flooding could follow this year's wildfire season. The wet season in Southern California could cause areas that were hit hard by the wildfires to be especially prone to flooding, and people who live near foothills and downslope neighborhoods are the most at risk when there are orders to evacuate. So those people need to get out at once when they hear such orders. About a year ago, a mudslide in Santa Barbara County killed 23 people after the massive Thomas fire. And there are reports that Megyn Kelly's NBC morning show is ending. The report says that Kelly is talking to NBC execs about a new role, but that she's taken too much heat to keep her show after making remarks that made it sound like blackface was okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we do and how we roll here. Thank you for being a part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because that's what we need to do. I mean, in this era of fake news and everybody is opinionating, you got to drill down deep enough. You got to do the hard work. And we're grateful for investigative reporters that are out there that are doing the job that you could only have hoped the mainstream media would do. But there's so stuck in their own ideology, and they're convinced that they know better than, 300 million people here in America, citizens, who have a pretty good handle on how this country should operate. And, you know, I say, look at, in case you doubt, what's going on in the direction of this country, well, then go back to the U.S. Constitution, huh? What a novel concept. We've got Jack Owens back with us, 30-year veteran of the FBI, author of Paca novel, Don't Shoot, We're Republicans, and Watchmen JFK's Last Ride. I have to laugh every time I read that, Jack, forgive me, but I love it. But right now with all the stuff that's going on, and of course we're finding these packages, and Jack, what do you make that these packages were sent? There wasn't even a detonator on this. I mean is this kind of just a scaremonging type of thing, or how serious is this?
I can't tell, Bill. I'm with you. I'd like to know more. I'm going to withhold judgment till we get the evidence. But I had direct experience with a pipe bomb assassination in Birmingham of a federal appeals judge, Robert Vance, who was a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He was assassinated at his home in 1989 in December.
Yeah. Now, that's... And there's no question that this is, like you said, you had a friend who was the victim of a pipe bomb. Yes. This is not new that it's happening. It's like you say, you and I'm like you. I'm saying, okay, let's get all the information, and we've got experts on it. The president has said, look, I'm putting the full force of our intelligence community, our security community to check this out. So they're going to they're going after this doggedly, and there's not going to be a stone unturned here to find out what was the origination of these. Interesting, the people that were picked out. I mean, that seems a bit suspicious that it was, a specific number of people, including, Robert De Niro, we're told this morning.
Yeah, my count is up to 10 devices. And, Bill, law enforcement, federal, state, and local, has a river of forensic evidence to deal with. For example, in these cases, the databases of the Secret Service, the FBI, ATF, NYPD, the Metro Police in D.C., postal inspectors, and now, unlike what I experienced in 1989, we have social media, don't we? We can go back and check that.
Now, in terms of the packages themselves, they were talking about even the labels become some sort of signature footprint. You know firsthand, so how much, I mean, the fact that the packages didn't explode, even down to the printing, even if they used a printer, I'm told that that leaves a signature. How much does an unexploded package tell you?
Oh, it's a mountain of evidence, Bill. I'm so glad we have unexploded packages. In the case that I worked on, we had two people killed and two unexploded packages that went to Atlanta. And the signature of the bomber is on these bombs. And there's all kinds of evidence available. For example, DNA, fingerprints, the stamps that were affixed, hairs and fiber evidence. And now, all over the United States and in these locations, we have input from video, both commercial and law enforcement video. It's going to be a mountain of evidence. I am confident, and I would like to assure your listeners, I am confident that these cases will be solved. I think it'll be done fairly quickly, and it'll be done thoroughly.
Jack, as a 30-year veteran of the FBI, anything in particular stand out for you immediately that just says, oh, okay, that you can tell me? I know it's speculation right now, but I always, what I respect about, you know, people who have your capacity, and especially FBI agents, is you have a sixth sense. And as much as you can tell me, without violating any caveat or anything, what does your gut tell you?
Well, the gut for me seems obvious, or at least meant to look obvious. That is, these are all opponents of President Trump who received these devices, critical of him. You could say on first blush, that's where the investigation should head. And I thought about that first, go down that rail. But I don't want to be, I don't want to limit myself as an agent, if I were still aboard, and simply looking at that aspect of this, we can go far, far afield, Bill. In 1989, we thought it was a Klan case, Aryan Nations case. And my job was to look at the Klan, but we were wrong. It was a single individual who did this in 1989. We may find out today or tomorrow or a week from now it's a single individual who sent these devices. There's going to be a lot of evidence.
Well, any more, as you say, because of the dawn of social media and people looking for their 15 minutes of fame, there's different ways in which they can get it, right? So whether it is a group of people, you know, and oftentimes it seems that the people that you don't suspect are the ones to do it. I mean, you know, it's interesting all this stuff happens as we go into a critical midterm election that everybody is saying is, you know, the midterm election of a lifetime. You know, that it is just so critical, important that people are, I guess, just by that, you know, by definition and by headline, they're spurred on to do, you know, possibly do some things that otherwise they may not do. So it's just, it's like this is a perfect storm, all this convergence. So it's like, to me, it expands the possibilities of who the perpetrator could be, does it not?
It does. I agree, Bill. This is a perfect storm of opportunity, we could say. Look what's happening that could affect this midterm election. All of these devices, 10 of them, plus the caravan walking up Mexico toward our borders, what effect will they have? But look at the timing. It's incredible timing.
Right
here at the midterms. important election.
And as you and I talked about before, Jack, a lot of this is it's such a distraction from some serious issues that we have to deal with in this country.
Yes.
I mean, we got a lot of problems here to deal with, and we've got a president who is willing to take this on. And it's like, Donald Trump, you're not juggling enough now. Let me throw a couple more balls at you here, too, okay? And also, we've got a flaming hula hoop that we want you to go through at the same time, right? Just for fun.
I know.
Really.
Whatever
we've got.
Pay,
yeah.
It's not enough.
Exactly. Well, of course, then he's giving the money back. So Jack Owens is with us. We've got more from Jack after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you. Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit ornery here and there, just for fun, just to keep the blood rolling. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jack Owens continues with us. I really appreciate Jack Owens being on the show, his experience, especially for a time like this. I mean, it's been so perfect, Jack. Boy, I'll tell you, you have been such an excellent contributor to the show and advancing the knowledge of our audience. You know, this is what it's all about. I always look, you know, with the guests that we bring on the show, that they would be a blessing to our audience and expand their understanding and knowledge of the topic. And you've been such an excellent resource. I'm grateful for you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I'm flattered, and I love being on your show. I appreciate it very much.
Well, let's talk about the Cold War never ending. In fact, interestingly enough, we were just interviewing George Wallace, who authored the book that has led to this celebrated movie that is going to be coming out starting tomorrow, which is called Hunter Killer. And the premise of it is the, of course, you know, the Russians saying, look, it ain't over till it's over. And, you know, we don't like being marginalized or minimized or anything like that. We want our old country back.
That's such a good point, Bill. The Soviet intelligence services never forgave the politicians in the Kremlin who the KGB that felt sold the country down the road when the Soviet Union imploded in 1991. They're angry about it. They want their country back. They think it's horrible that the USSR disappeared, particularly the KGB headed by a guy named Putin, Vladimir Putin, who now, as we know, runs what is called Russia. I still think of them as the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. They doubled down in their spying and stealing from America, our work and intellectual product from industry, research and development. They're still at it. They won't stop.
It's no holds barred, isn't it, you know, as far as Putin. And I'm glad you're bringing this up because people need to connect the dots here, is that Putin is the linchpin to all this. I mean, this is why he keeps getting reelected, that they look to him in such a way because, you know, the very heartbeat of Mother Russia is embodied in one Vladimir Putin, is it not?
It is indeed. It's his personality, his drive. And, you know, the guy has to be a good poker player because he's bluffing. He doesn't dare take on the American military. He knows he can't do that. So he's doing it other ways. He's spying. He's stealing. He's a murderer. He's looting his national treasury. He's one of the richest men in the world. And the United States Intelligence Service is crawling all over him. We know what he's up to.
Right.
The FBI won't turn loose of him.
It would appear that with the Helsinki meeting that President Trump got worked a little bit. Was that your perception as well, or was that, Donald Trump was being a bit of a poker player himself with the media and with Putin?
Yes, I agree with you. I think the president did get worked. I think that's really a good word, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how the president appeared so weak face-to-face with Putin. You got to come at Putin. You got to get in his face.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take him on. Use words and then use our military and our intelligence services to break him up. We can't let him get away with intimidating our nation. We won't stand for it.
Well, do you think that our intelligence people, or advisors, you know, they failed to prep the president in such a way with, you know, these facts, Jack? I mean, just, you know, in a couple of sentences, you summed up some things to be on guard about, and that there had to be some strategy in meeting with Putin. I mean, of course, the president will meet again with him soon. Could be a different story here, but what you seem to indicate here is you're suggesting that maybe the president wasn't prepped properly to understand, you know, what was going to take place. Or maybe the president, in his own ego, said, hey, don't tell me. I'm going to go wing this myself.
I think the president feels strong enough in his own personality to take Putin on. I think, though, at Helsinki, he failed. He looked weak. I know.
He looked tired. He looked tired to me, Jack. I mean, this was kind of like the end of a long trip, right?
Yes, there's too many time changes, too long of trips. Presidents suffer from that, as baseball players do during the World Series.
Right.
I know that Putin made a run at President Reagan in Red Square when Reagan visited Gorbachev in Russia toward the end of Reagan's tenure. And Reagan, as you know, was stringently anti-communist, as were the agents who came in with me under J. Edgar Hoover into the FBI. But we warned, the intelligence community warned President Reagan when he took a tour of Red Square looking at the Kremlin, a nest of scoundrels and thugs, that he would be approached by so-called Soviet citizens who were dirty. They weren't Soviet citizens. They were KGB agents. And guess which baby-faced KGB agent walked up to President Reagan? It was Vladimir Putin.
Well, thank God he had his shirt on, huh?
You know, cheating at ice hockey.
That's right.
It just amazes me. But Reagan was well briefed, and he laughed at Putin. He knew what he was.
Right. Well, like I said, he'll be meeting. I'm talking about President Trump. Will meet with Putin once again. But you know, America and the world should not be fooled. You know, Putin, you know, as charming as he can be, he is still, you know, the consummate bully, is he not? And I think that, you know, maybe to a degree here, Donald Trump has met his match and he needs to do some homework here. And it's just like any competitive deal. It's like if you lose game one, you're going to work just as hard and even harder to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And I think that Donald Trump, his ego is such that whether he wants to admit it or not, he did come up short in Helsinki for whatever reason, being tired, ill prepared. I mean, you know, it just seemed like, you know, he lost the whole narrative, which was surprising because here is a president who's been commanding the headlines all along. And suddenly he didn't have control, and it was the media that was in control for probably, you know, one of the rare times of this administration so far.
I know it's curious how tired he looked and unassertive, and it was un-Trumpian to let Putin, as you say, roll him. I'm just distressed because my hatred, if I can say, of Putin is visceral. I don't like communists. I don't like Putin. He's a racketeer. I want him. I want him to shut up. He can't have any effect on our country.
Right. Well, as you say, you know, Putin says, hey, look, it ain't over till it's over, and the Cold War still continues, and they're going to continue to move on. I mean, I have increasing concern about what they're doing in the Arctic, building up bases and fortifications there. What do you say about that, Jared?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point, Bill. It's one of my concerns, not only when I was an agent, but as a citizen retired from the Bureau. I'm distressed that, first of all, Russia and the USSR were building icebreakers at a rate that outdistanced us. They were preparing for the ice melt in the Arctic and taking over that sea and being able to run their ships in and out of there. We've got to keep up with them. Our Navy is the best Navy in the world.
Exactly.
The surface fleet is a joke.
Well, Jack, one final question. Because of your FBI background, Rosenstein, boy, he's got himself in a deep ditch here. Does he get out of this?
I think in the near term he does. I don't know what the president has in mind for him, but I do grant Rosenstein the same courtesy I would grant myself. I would want the public to know that I love this country, I love the Bureau, and we appreciate the citizen support for the FBI. I think Rosenstein loves the Department of Justice. He's serving it as the best he knows how. I give him the benefit for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Jack Owens, 30-year vet of the FBI and author. Always an honor and pleasure to have you with us, Jack. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. It was my honor.
This report is brought to you by Humana. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the health or prescription drug plan best suited for them. With the right information and resources, selecting the right Medicare plan can be made easier. Jeffrey Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana.
It's important to have all the right information when choosing the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
Humana is committed to helping people achieve their best health. For more, visit humana.com/Medicare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization and standalone prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on plan renewal.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspicious packages story continuing to unfold. Hours after an eighth such package was discovered in New York City addressed to actor Robert De Niro, the bomb squad and FBI are on scene at a U.S. Postal Service facility in Newcastle, Delaware, investigating the discovery of one and possibly two additional packages addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. Discussing the packages at a rally last night, President Trump was calling for more civility in American politics, and that's something that an often critic of the president's, former CIA chief John Brennan, says he was glad to hear.
What he said today is what the president should be doing, but follow up on those words with actions and with his future comments. I'm hoping that maybe this is a turning point.
No big jackpot winners in last night's huge jackpot Powerball drawing. The next one's on Saturday, and this is USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we have often talked about student debt here on the show, and Americans are more burdened by student loan debt than ever before. In fact, Americans now owe $1.5 trillion in student loan debt, and many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October this month marks the opening of the application period for the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, and it's recommended that parents don't delay and miss out on available money to help offset the rising cost of college. Understanding the types of awards available and accounting for true costs of higher education can help families save thousands. And, of course, you know that's what we're all about. Anytime we can save you money, right? And here to get schooled and schooling us on student debt is Patricia Seaman. She's a financial expert at smartaboutmoney.org. Pat, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. It's very timely. As I said earlier, we talk about this quite often. I think it is, the student loan debt at $1.5 trillion is just incredible here. And so we got to work with what we got. And there are some things that we can do in order to make some wiser decisions, right?
Absolutely. College is a massive expense for families, and anything that we can do to minimize that cost is good. And it starts with actually free money, and you talked about the FAFSA. That is the doorway to free federal grants and scholarships. So families definitely want to hop on and get that filled out because a lot of that is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Mm-hmm. The other thing that FAFSA qualifies you for is federal student loans. So they have more favorable interest rates and more favorable terms overall. And so, as you said, the application period has opened. The deadline to fill it out is June 30th, but you do not want to wait that long. You definitely want to get it done now. And also understand that if something happens in your family, maybe someone loses a job, you can go back in and revise your family's FAFSA and maybe end up qualifying for more aid. One other thing is you want to bring your child into the room with you when you're filling out that form. You want your child to see the skin that your family has in the game of college. So I highly recommend making them part of that process as well.
So how do we complete and update FAFSA and look for scholarship and grant opportunities? What does that look like?
It definitely starts with filling out the form online, and that URL is FAFSA.gov, and you want to make sure that you've got the .gov on it. And you know, it's a complex, kind of complicated form. There are a lot of online resources that can guide you through it. What I would say, I mean, I've done it 7 times. I've got 2 kids, one who's finished college, one who's in school right now, and it's tedious, but it is critical. You must fill it out if you want to get those grants and scholarships and federal loans. So don't delay. Sit down, bite the bullet, and get it done as soon as you can.
It's definitely worth the investment of time, is it not, Pat?
Absolutely, because here are the other common alternatives for financing college. They're a lot more expensive. It's private student loans, and unfortunately, many families put college expenses on credit cards, and we really want families to stay away from that. We want families to have a really deep understanding of what's available in college financing and really stay towards the grants, the scholarships, and the federal loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all part and parcel of the managing student debt. I mean, you've got a child going to college and you're not able to, you know, write a check for everything all in one fell swoop. Well, now you've got, you know, kind of a 4 years open to buy situation where even on the initial estimate of what it's going to cost, there's always more, is it or not?
Right. Parents need to understand, you're absolutely right, you're not just talking about the first year of college. We tend to fixate on that, but it is 4 years or sometimes 5, and it's not just tuition and fees. It's the room and board and textbooks, and technology has become such a big part of the college price tag. It just didn't used to exist 20 years ago or so. So, absolutely, understanding what they're on the hook for is a big part of being able to plan for it. And then also with student borrowing, you know, you want to understand that your kid is going to have a career that will allow them to pay back what it is that they've borrowed.
Exactly. We're talking with Pat Seaman, a financial expert at smartaboutmoney.org. And we're talking about student loan debt and strategies to help lower the cost of college. There are ways to lower the cost of college, but we got to put in some time, do our due diligence, and parents can go a long way in serving as a positive role model here and, you know, kind of help educate our kids. I mean, it's like education never stops, okay? You got them out of high school, now we're going to college, and it's like, okay, your first class is you and me together figuring out how we're going to pay for this, right?
Absolutely. There are so many things. So part of it is financial literacy, and parents have that opportunity to have conversations with their kids, actually starting from childhood, but definitely through high school and college and setting them up for success as young adults. Hopefully kids are getting some of this in school, but we can't count on that. So parents do need to take the responsibility and do try to be good role models and, you know, teach your kids about the importance of savings. We're really encouraged. 3 out of 4 parents in a survey we just did said that they are saving regularly for their kids' college. And so you want to you know, let your kids know the importance of saving for goals like that and putting something aside for emergencies, because something always comes up.
And also, 18 years goes really quick. You know, it's like you just think, hey, I just brought her home from the hospital, and now she's going to college, and, you know, and shoulda, coulda, woulda, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast that time goes. Yeah, it's never too late to be saving for college. It's never too late to educate yourself on alternatives for financing. So you talked a little bit about, well, there's some other ways of keeping costs down, and some of that starts in high school. Sometimes your kid can test out of college credits while they're still in high school. They can, 2 out of 5 parents in our survey expect their kids to work while they're in college, whether it's work study or somewhere off campus. You know, that's perfectly reasonable. Mm-hmm. And another thing to really think about is using community colleges or in-state colleges, right, for those core credits. Don't pay a premium for the same classes that everybody has to take, especially if your kid has not declared a major. You know, go ahead and opt for something less expensive. Just make sure that the community college credits will transfer to whatever four-year school your kid wants to end up at.
Exactly. No, I think that that's great leverage of time and resources, the community colleges, but it's absolutely key, because that's one of the down, you know, the downswings of community colleges, that sometimes the college that you're transferring to won't accept the general eds. But those general eds, those 60 units, you've got to get them somewhere, and if you can get them cheaper, why not?
Absolutely. It's a great way for families to save money. And again, especially while their kids trying to figure out, you know, what is it that I really want to do? Or, you know, kids switch majors a lot. So again, you know, don't spend your money on those first 60 credits. Spend it on the next, you know, on the important major related credits, and use community college for the general ed.
Exactly. Should we be worried about the lack of financial literacy amongst 20 somethings?
Yeah, we definitely should, because what we found is between lack of financial knowledge, student loan debt, the complexity of financial products, it is hindering our young adults from meeting some of the life milestones that they want to, like getting married or having children or buying a home.
Pat, so where can everybody go for more information?
Our website, smartaboutmoney.org, is non-commercial and has a lot of really great tools and tips and resources, not just about college affordability or the FAFSA, but about having these conversations with your kids. So I highly recommend parents and students check it out. It's smartaboutmoney.org.
Pat Seaman, Senior Director at the National Endowment for Financial Education. Pat, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing great stuff here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. Who doesn't want to update their home to reflect the latest styles? Whether tackling a complete home renovation or simply refreshing a special space, designing with the senses in mind can leave a lasting impression. Interior designer Bobby Burke shares his trade secrets on what makes for a well-designed home.
In today's tech-driven world, it's important to design with the senses in mind. The home should be an oasis where we can unwind and engage our senses in the best possible way. Incorporate a contrast of textures like smooth, hard surfaces with soft, woven elements to stimulate your sense of touch. Smell can also enhance an environment. I use essential oils as aromatherapy to deliver soothing scents throughout my home. And finally, sound, which can be as simple as wind chimes to promote a serene space.
For more design inspiration, visit deltafaucet.com/designbeyond and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know, I always love the old school style of that song. You know, we hear the needle drop, and you get ready because you know Steve the movie guy is coming up next.
Bill Martinez live.
Yes, direct from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. We're talking about Steve Evans. He is right here, the movie guy. Steve, what a week. Halloween, huh? Still, not still, but number one, they broke through the barrier there.
Absolutely. It's been quite a month.
Big time.
It's been
wow.
A record-setting month. We had Venom a couple of weeks ago opening at $80 million. That was the biggest opening in October history. And then last weekend, Halloween became the second largest opening in October, making about $76.2 million. And the crazy thing about Halloween is this is the 11th Halloween film in this franchise. Now, you'd think that things would run out of gas sooner or later. But this movie came along, and they were able to get John Carpenter to direct. Now, he directed the original and hasn't directed anything since. And, of course, Jamie Lee Curtis.
See, they paid him too much for the first movie. See, he's been retired all that time.
he's living
on resids, everything else. You know, it's all good. So
it's been a crazy story. I mean, it started in 78. They made this movie for $320,000, I think. And it went on to make millions and millions and launch this entire franchise. Jamie Lee Curtis came back. She reprised her role as Laurie Strode. And then you had Nick Castle, who played the original Michael Myers. He came back for this one as well. And what Carpenter did was basically just ignore the nine movies in between and make a sequel to the original. So what happened? This is a story about her coming back to town after being away for four decades. And the public seemed to like it. $76.2 million. It'll probably be number one again this weekend. It seems to have legs. And of course, we have that holiday coming up here soon.
Exactly.
Star is Born. That was number two. Have you seen that movie yet?
No, I haven't. But it's calling me. I need to see it. I you know,
it's reaching out.
It really is. I'm not much of a Gaga person. But more and more, when I see her, she is impressive.
She is impressive, and she can act. A couple of things you learn in this movie is that she can act, mm-hmm. and Bradley Cooper can direct, and he can play.
He can sing. He
like
can sing. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, I mean, it really is really unusual, and it's doing well. It's made about $19 million. Venom, mm-hmm. we talked about that. The aforementioned Venom mm-hmm. was number three. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween was number four. And then we had First Man rounding out the top five. I saw First Man. Have you seen that one?
Nope, haven't seen that one. But, it's just there's been so much going on. And I'm even on the West Coast here. In fact, I was invited to a premiere. You know, we're going to talk about it in just a moment.
Perhaps Indivisible, is that the...
Well, no, I saw Indivisible already. That is an awesome movie. I love that. But we had a conversation with Commander George Wallace, who wrote the book that led to the movie, which is going to be out tomorrow, called Hunter Killer.
Hunter Killer. We can Hunter talk Killer. About that as well.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be talking. I knew it was going to be coming up. And
yeah.
I am looking forward to it. I think it's... it looks really, I love the trailer, exactly.
Briefly about First Man, though. I saw First mm-hmm. Man. I was, you know, it really is a terrific film. I wouldn't mm-hmm. let it, escape your attention.
No.
What they do in this movie is they really focus on the human aspect of the space program.
Mm-hmm.
So you really get a sense of what it must have been like to be one of the astronauts or a member of one of their families,
mm-hmm.
specifically focusing on Neil Armstrong. And they also give you a real idea of what it must have been like to be in those capsules as they blasted off. I mean, I was around for the whole thing, and you got kind of an antiseptic look at this program. You really didn't get a feel for what it was like to be in there, but it was a rough.
I'll tell you what, being a bit claustrophobic, and the way they sit you in the seat, and they got guys standing on your shoulders to really lock you down in the seat belts, and that, it's like,
the door, yeah.
Oh man, that just gives me the heebie-jeebies, just that much right there, and that's not even closing the door. And of course, they
also give you an idea of what it must have been like to be in that capsule as it landed on the moon. I mean.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Astounding achievement. They almost didn't make it. They almost ran out of fuel. And then all of a sudden, they land and they cut off the engine and they look at each other like, my God, here we are.
We made it. Now what do we do, right?
You know, it's like, okay, let's open the hatch and drop the ladder. Yeah. I mean, it's really a terrific film. I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, good. Okay, you've convinced me. It's got to go high on the list, and I got to see it this weekend.
I would.
So we can talk about it.
Like me and you were around for all that.
Oh,
what
exactly.
About Hunter Killer?
Yeah.
You've seen the movie?
No, I hadn't. And this is the deal. You know, I'm going, hey, look, I'm interviewing the author of the book. Send me a link, you know. And they, there's a couple of premieres. And I'm here in Southern California, and one of the premieres was in L.A. And, you know, L.A. is like, oh, my gosh, you need half a day, you know, to get into L.A. to go see a movie. And I'm thinking, man, you know, doing 9 hours a day with this radio show, it's tough to squeeze that in. So.
Well, here's what it's about. Hunter Killer, an untested American submarine captain, teams with U.S. Navy SEALs to rescue the Russian president who has been kidnapped by a rogue general. I'm not sure what this says about us politically, but mm-hmm. here we have a movie where we're rescuing the Russian president. I'm not sure
why not?
How all that works.
Well, it'll drive the media nuts, you know, because they love it. What are you doing? What are you saving this guy for? You know, I'll do it. Yeah.
Well, and basically you have Captain Glass, played by Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm.
He assembles this elite group of Navy SEALs to rescue the kidnapped Russian president, sneak through enemy waters to stop World War III. Well, I'm glad. Hopefully that gets done. So anyway, 31%
exactly.
recommending Hunter Killer coming out this weekend. You may want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Suspiria is another title which looks kind of interesting. This, I've seen the trailer, and it looks to me like a very stylish horror film. So if you're mm-hmm. in the horror film...
Even the poster has that. It reeks of
right.
it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does, and it has kind of an interesting cast. We have Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey fame, Tilda Swinton in this. You really, I can explain what it's about, but you really need to check out the trailer. We have darkness swirling at the center of a world-renowned dance company, one that will engulf the artistic director, an ambitious young dancer, and a grieving psychotherapist. Some will succumb to the nightmare, and others will finally wake up. Suspiria, you might want to check that out.
Almost sounds like the opening to a joke, you know. We got three dancers and a grieving psychotherapist.
Psychotherapist, yeah.
Right, exactly.
And mayhem ensues.
Yes.
Johnny English strikes again. This is coming to us from across the pond. Johnny English stars Rowan Atkinson, and we all know him probably best as Mr. Bean. Mm-hmm. In this, he is returning as the much-loved accidental Secret Service agent in Johnny English Strikes Again. When a cyber attack reveals the identity of all active undercover agents in Britain, the country's only hope is called out of retirement. English's new mission is his most critical to date. He has to dive first into action to find the mastermind hacker, a man with few skills and analog methods of a bygone era. English must overcome the challenges of modern technology, or his newest mission will become the Secret Service's last. Unfortunately, only 37% of the critics are recommending. Now, one had this comment: enough funny stuff for a hilarious short film. Unfortunately, it's a feature-length film. So there you go. Okay. Johnny English Strikes Again out there. And you've seen Indivisible. You said you've seen that one?
Yeah, this is a great movie, and this is coming out this week as well. And this is a true story about a Navy chaplain who's in the combat zone and deals with PTSD and, you know, the ramifications of it, what he deals with in terms of, you know, here he is a chaplain, and you think, okay, well, he's above all that and it shouldn't be affected. He's got his faith. But his faith is challenged like anybody who has faith. You're going to have those moments. And
well, it's an interesting story from this angle. I think a lot of families are facing similar situations,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that, you know, they go over, these soldiers are going long deployment. They're over there in a completely different world. And they'll be gone for a couple of years and come back, and it's not the same. I mean, reentry must be very difficult.
Steve, you got to imagine. I mean, you're in a combat zone. You got bullets flying around. I mean, you know, when we were kids growing up, we heard so little of PTSD.
Right.
There wasn't that happen. Of course, we saw the stories, you know, World War II, and you know, heroes coming back becoming alcoholics. You know, I think of Ira Hayes and you know, other stories like that. And you think, wow, okay, but really, this is all the effect, and you can only imagine these young kids. I mean, they're 20-something year old, and you got people, you know, your best friends dying right in front of you. And I mean, it's not like something that you do in a video game. I mean, this is real life. It's their blood. It's their body that's broken up and everything. I mean, this is horrific. And they come home, and then who are they going to talk to?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're back in civilian life. It's like, hey, thank God I'm here for Thanksgiving. Let me tell you about all the bodies that blew up in my face.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the crazy thing about technology is they can be in a war zone and Skyping with the kids at dinner back home, which is another interesting kind of crazy situation. So, yeah.
And he did this. I mean, they journaled, husband was the chaplain, his wife, you know, they were doing this, keeping a journal in that. And it wasn't, and of course this comes out in the movie that, you know, she finally reads the journal and what he went through. And this really opened her eyes. And for the rest of us, we imagine what goes on. But a sweet movie, and it's one I believe that will strengthen marriages as well, and brings kind of a little bit of a fresh perspective.
Well, it's out there, Indivisible, opening
up
this weekend. We have another movie quickly called London Fields, which nobody's recommending. But the trailer is really interesting. It has a great cast. Amber Heard. We have Billy Bob Thornton in this. This is about a femme fatale, Nicola Six, has been living with the dark premonition of her impending death by murder. Find out more. Check out London Fields. And you're on the West Coast, right now?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast. Before I go further west, we're going to go.
Robert Redford is listing his Napa Valley retreat. It's for sale for $7.5 million. You might want to check it out.
What do you think, huh?
Ah, it's a cozy little abode.
Hey, well, you know, you and I may need a place for retirement, huh? Would the wife unit be okay with that?
Yeah, sure. You got an orchard, an art studio, all kinds of things. It's in the Wall Street Journal. Check it out. Robert Redford's Napa Valley Retreat, $7.5 million.
Well, you're unending. You've got all this plethora of information, and you do this with such glee and jovialness. Gosh, thank God for you. I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Steve, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it, buddy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David.